Howdy, patrons. Kitty Minx here. Sorry if you can hear my obnoxious ceiling fan. I will try my best to edit it out in post, but I can make no promises due to how loud and obnoxious it is right now. And I would turn it off, but I had it off for a while, and my room got exceptionally hot to the point where, even without a shirt on, I was pretty sweaty. So yeah, no. Ceiling fan needs to be on for the time being. Anyway, I just want to welcome all the new patrons who have joined so far. I know it is only the very beginning of August, and hopefully some new and awesome people continue to join us throughout the month. But as of right now, when I last checked, I had 100 patrons once more. I have to say thank you very much for that, and I hope the number continues to go up so there's more people to entertain and interact with, and just more people for us all to have a really good time and a nice, pleasant community with. So along with the welcome, there are a couple of announcements. I know one of them is, I know we're all looking forward to the new 3DO FS Pro 2 microphone. Now, we're all looking forward to me using that, but I'm still not quite comfortable using it for roleplays just yet. I'm still tinkering with it. I'm still tinkering with the settings on the device I use to convert the recording from the microphone onto an SD card. Then I take the SD card and put it in the computer and load it from the computer and blah, 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 blah. But it's on the device. I think I can control the gain and stuff like that. I'm still trying to tinker and figure all that out. So as of right now, especially if you heard my first test audio on YouTube with it, yeah, no, I'm not comfortable handling it for the amount of time and effort it would take to do a role play with it. Even if you all don't mind if some things are a little screwy with it, if I do something for you all, I still value myself on making quality work, regardless of the microphone I'm using. So yeah, maybe a bit of time before any sort of roleplay comes with that microphone. But if you'd like to help me continue testing it, scroll down. There's a link to my YouTube. Go to the community tab. I have a post where I'm looking for your thoughts on me and thoughts on my channel. And then in a few days, when I have the time and the quiet, I will take the new mic and I will read them in an ASMR whisper or an ASMR soft tone. So we'll see what happens with that. And another announcement. I don't know when streams are going to be. Between the baby and everyone in my house right now because of the global situation and my older kid not always going to bed very early, or if they do go to bed, they're still awake in their room making noise late at night, and their room is right next to my office. Yeah, no, unless, you know, D-Night is home to wrangle everyone on a weekday, and my folks are willing to wrangle everyone on a weekend night, I doubt I'd be able to stream before like 11 o'clock midnight my time, which is Central Standard U.S. time, which would be 1 a.m. East Coast time and like 9 or 10 Pacific time in the U.S. So all the people like Pacific time and earlier, I bet it's great for you all, but for people on the later side, I'm very sorry about that. But we'll see. We'll see what I can do. I mean, if y'all don't mind a possible fussy baby in the background, I can maybe see about bringing the baby into the office with me and putting the baby in something, but that may require me interrupting the streams to like hold the baby and feed the baby and yada yada yada. It just depends. So let me know your thoughts on that in comments. And I'm not sure about the frequency of exclusives, as I would like my next exclusive to be on the new mic, but I don't know when I'd feel comfortable using the new mic for such things. So if y'all don't mind me continuing to use my older mic, my USB mic for exclusives and you don't demand the high quality, super tingly binaural audio just yet, again, let me know in the comments because that's important feedback for me. Let me know just how hard I should push myself to get exclusives out. Because not only do I owe exclusives to you all, but I also owe exclusives now to my OnlyFans page too. So yeah, there's that. And by the way, if you didn't hear my previous announcement, the Not Safe for Work exclusives are going to be more on the softcore side. Think like, if you're in the US, like Cinemax style, where you know what's happening, but you can also argue plausible deniability if a mod questioned it, if you know what I mean. And I'm going to save the hardcore stuff for OnlyFans just because given everything going on with Patreon right now, I do not need their mods scrubbing through my page and deciding my page is too adult for them. As it is, I think some of my art that I got from Koichi is questionable at this point. I don't know. But in terms of the audios, they're going to be cut down a bit. They're going to be a little tamer. So if you really, really, really want the ultimate fap fodder, for a flat rate a month, you can subscribe to my explicit OnlyFans page. I've linked it all over the place at this point. And finally, if you know, TLDR'd one of my most recent text posts involving Koichi and her art, she's dealing with some medical stuff right now, which means she's taking on less projects, and the projects she does take on will take her probably longer to do. And as such, she is charging more for her art, including from me, even though she still does offer me the friend and business partner discount. It's not as good of a discount as it was before. And right now, my budget just doesn't allow for me to get a lot of art from her. Especially the more expensive stuff, like the lewds, the full-on nudes, the more adult stuff, and the multi-character stuff, and stuff with, like, elaborate backgrounds and stuff. I don't really have the funds for very many of those pieces anymore. I still have the funds for, like, busts and stuff that I can use for merch. I'm still going to try to prioritize that, which I hope those of you who can see the art are able to enjoy. But I may be able to do a lewd or nude piece, either just one or the other, once a month or once every other month, depending on how much she wants to charge me for it. And then a multi-character piece, maybe once every couple of months, if that, if my financial situation doesn't improve and if my spouse can't help me pay for it. Because he has his own commissions in mind to commission from her, if she has the time and ability to do so. So there is that. So yeah, if you were looking to commission her and you've seen her new prices and they're too high for you, but you want to support her, especially given her current health predicament, you can support her Patreon page. You can support her on OnlyFans. You can donate to her via Ko-fi. I believe if you're in the US, you can Cash App her if your Cash App works. And that's all listed on her Twitter, which is, you know, Koichi, K-A-W-I-T-C-H-I-I. So if you want to, you know, reach out to her and help her out, those would be the ways to do so if you can't afford to commission her. I'm sure she would greatly, greatly appreciate that. And yeah, that's about it. Just, you know, welcome new people. Thank you for joining me. If you recently joined at $15 or above, after this month, I will be ordering the Summer Takara postcards to fill out, sign, and send to you. So make sure you've provided your mailing information. And yeah, welcome new people. Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate your love and support. And just overall, thank you everyone who has stuck around all these months and even all these years to those of you old school people who joined when this first started. If you're new here, scroll down. You can find links to the Discord server. And I look forward to entertaining and interacting with you all. Thank you all so much. Love you all. Stay awesome. Mwah. Catch you later.